Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. I thank you for the revised version of your paper and your efforts to advance our debate towards this CCW 6th Review Conference. Allow me to speak under this agenda item on behalf of the following 10 high contracting parties: Argentina, Costa Rica, Ecuador, El Salvador, Panama, the Philippines, Sierra Leone, the State of Palestine, Peru, and my own country, Uruguay. Under this agenda item, we're invited to discuss further the human element and the human-machine interaction in the use of lethal force. We must first and foremost remember that the CCW enshrines a balance between humanitarian principles and military necessity. States have already recognized that meaningful human control must be applied throughout the whole life cycle of a weapon system and to all its critical functions, among other things, to ensure compliance with IHL. Several delegations have also referred in this session to the relevance of the ethical dimension to our debate. In our view, it also underlines the consideration of this agenda item. Our countries oppose the development and use of weapon systems that are fully autonomous, since they do away with human beings in the crucial decision-making processes with respect to the use of force aimed at killing other human beings, doing away with human dignity in the process. OAS should support human decisions and actions, not replace them. Artificial intelligence is data-dependent and lacks ethical thinking. For human-machine interaction to remain humane, humans must remain in control. In other words, the advantages and potential of human decision-making, such as acting under uncertainty scenarios or with incomplete information and even contradictions, or combining specialist knowledge with experience, implicit knowledge, and the capability to attribute meaning to information depending on the specific context, are crucial components of human agency and therefore of meaningful human control. Autonomous weapon systems are by definition unaccountable for their deeds, nor are they ethically sensible. Lack of responsibility for states and individuals for the use of force resulting from complete autonomy must be avoided at all costs, but so is the taking of decisions over the fate of human beings by machines. When using force, humans should always remain in control, not simply over individual attacks, but also over operations as a whole. Only by prohibiting the use of fully autonomous weapons can such control be guaranteed. As stated repeatedly by UNIDIR, human control extends beyond the distinction between deliberate and dynamic targeting and includes distinguishing between different mission types, environments, and circumstances that demand more than just the ability to detect a target and launch the attack. Such decisions must be absolutely limited to someone that can use judgment and be made accountable for their actions under international law and other applicable legal systems. And as we've stated before, autonomy invites more autonomy in response. Therefore, unpredictable technology should not be allowed to take decisions beyond human control. The prohibition of full autonomy in killer weapons would also resolve the moral and ethical issues of using machines to take away human life. Thank you, Mr. Chair.